Now, contrary to popular belief, I am still 16. And I don't know how either. However, in Britain, when you're 16, you have to go to college. 16 to 18, you have to go to a college. And recently, about 2 months ago, I started college. The other thing that I am is a Minecraft player. Whether or not you are a YouTuber or not, being a Minecraft player is never the coolest thing. Now, today, I'm going to be telling you about how after only 2 weeks, my entire college found out that I am a Minecraft YouTuber. Now, people of the tube, and this is genuinely true, most people, when they first discover my channel, find me really annoying. So if you do enjoy the video, then please subscribe. If you don't hate me by the end of the video, it really, really helps out. Oh my God! Let's tell you about how this all went down. So I don't know if you've noticed, by the way, but we've been in a lockdown. And during that lockdown, I spent most of my days in a call with my friend Tubbo, literally just working on YouTube. Because I spent, from Quarantine Boys, we went from 100K to 1 million. So it was a pretty strange time. So I hadn't really experienced what it was like to be a person and go outside. So the idea of going to college was very exciting for me because I thought, look, I'm going to be able to go to college. I'm going to be able to see people. I'm going to be able to be surrounded by just all of the women. I mean, that's what happens when you're friends with Vic Star. That's just what happens. The first day of college, I had to get the bus into town. So on the very first morning, I went, and you know, I just met Wilbur before. So I was sitting with good posture like this. I was going, yeah, because that's what Will advised me to do. He said, yeah, you got to fix your posture, man. You look like a little gremlin. And then a hooded man got on the bus. And then the man took off his face mask. So I thought, okay, yeah, a little bit of a red flag. Maybe he has lung problems. I don't know. You never assume the worst in people, other than when you do, because he's wearing a hood and holy shit, is he going to stab me? Please, for the love of God, don't stab me. I can't afford to be stabbed right now. And then, and I shit you not, at 7:30 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, the man got some weed out of his bag. And he just started rolling it. And I am sad. Now, contrary to popular belief, I don't do many drugs. That's not true. Actually, that's not true. After that, just terrible. Terrible start to the morning. My intention was to keep the channel quiet. Because one thing you don't want your first impression to be to a load of new people is, hey, I'm a Minecraft YouTuber. Because of the current state of the world, I have college once a week. How easy is that, boys? I have college once a week for 9 hours. I have it for 9 hours. I am in college studying editing for a 9-hour day. So I got that, never having gone to this school before. And the first thing I did was sit down in the lesson. And I got there about 10 minutes early, but most people were there. It was just dead silent. No one spoke, and we just sat there. And I was sat, quite frankly, checking Reddit. And I sat there for the first 10 minutes until the teacher came in and started. I was like, I didn't really know how to sit. And I was, you know, when you're just kind of worried that everyone's looking at you. Oh, he's sad. Oh my God, let's pity him. Let's leave a like. Pity like. I was alone. I actually, on the first day, messaged Phil's a Minecraft on Instagram. And he was like, oh, hey, mate, it's all right, mate. It's all, you'll be all right, mate. God, Phil's so great, guys. Just be more like Phil. And then the favorite thing for everyone who likes to sit by themselves, you had to introduce yourself. And here was my dilemma. I didn't know if in my introduction, I wanted to say, hey, guys, I play Minecraft. And I looked around. And there were a few women in the class, and you gotta bear in mind, I love women so much, and to see one in person was incredible for me. And I wasn't gonna screw this up, so I went, hello, I'm Tom, and I like editing. I like Premiere Pro and editing. I like editing. That's why I do editing. And then they went, okay, go around. And I went, ah! So I went for lunch, and I sat by myself, in the town center. Listening to the Gus and Eddie podcast. And whilst most people start speaking to people, not me, because that's not how I roll. I'm too cool for friends. Then we went into the second lesson, and we had this teacher. And I'm really sorry, because I think I still have this teacher for some lessons. He just had a YouTube channel. He like directed music videos, and he made an effort to tell us how many views it had. He's watching right now, isn't he? I really hope not. The odds that they show this in class are pretty high. Hi, guys. Yeah. So he was talking about the fact that he's directed music videos in the past. And the line he said was, yeah, I checked up on it a few weeks ago. And my music videos, collectively, we're on looking about 100 million views. I'm on the road to a bill myself. Come on, man. I know that every night for the past month, you have checked your analytics. But I didn't say that. I actually just sat quietly. However, this goes on to how I met my first friend. Guys, you should always meet people through making fun of other people. It's just the only nice thing to do. And that's what I did. So I met my friend, do I use his real name or not? Okay, just for him, I will. I met my friend Louis. I did admittedly say to him, "Hey, Big L, I'm going to be honest. When I first met you, I thought you were going to stab me." And he went, "Oh, that's very insulting." And I went, "Okay, okay." Then I finished my first day at college, which went well. So from there, throughout the next week, I spoke to Wilbur and Phil because I was very, very, very unsure. Listen, should I or should I not tell this college about my channel? Because when I did it at my previous school, all that happened was shit and everyone looked at me and I did not enjoy it. And they all went, "Listen, if this is what you're passionate about and is all you do, you should probably talk about it." But so in the end, I went, "Okay, you know what? Next time in college, if it comes up, if people ask me, what did I do this week? I will tell them that I spoke to Pokimane." So it'd been a week and it was the second day of college. Now, you thought the first day was weird, that I just immediately sat next to a man smoking weed and sat by myself and saw women for the first time. It only got so much stranger from here. And this was the day, the 1 9-hour day, where everyone found my channel. You gotta remember, in the span from this lockdown we've been in, I've gone from 100,000 to like 1.2 million subscribers. So I suddenly start getting recognized in public, literally 5 seconds away from the campus. I got recognized for the second time. I was walking in literally like one road away from my college.
"You told me in it."
And I go, "Yes." And he goes, "Can I get a photo?" And I go, "Yeah, sure, man." And then he proceeds to put his arm right next to me. And I have to go, "Listen, I don't know if you've seen, but there's a bit of a... and I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but there's a bit of a virus going around." And then I always get a bit shaken up when I get recognized, because it's always like strange. I mean, it happened to Dave, but it's always so strange. It's cool though. Like, it's really cool. If you see me, feel free to say hi, but it's always strange. So I go into college. And this time, there are two friends that I've met from the first time. Barry and Louis. So, this is when I told the first people about my channel. And it was getting very nerve-wracking already. Because we were at the first break of the day, and they said, "What did you do this week?" They went, "Oh, well, I worked at the chit shop. Oh, well, I worked down the golf club." And I went, "Oh, yeah, I played a lot of Minecraft and streamed." And they went, "Huh?" And I went, "Oh, yeah, I mean, this is my big thing." And they went, "Oh, cool." And do you know what the big thing is, boys? They weren't that weird about it, which was exciting. So that was a little bit more into the day, and I was feeling more comfortable. I had two friends, Louis Big L, as I called him, which, again, it's really just a bit that I didn't stream, but I'd never be able to stop doing my on-stream bits in real life. And that's why girls don't talk to me, apparently. I don't get it either. And now is when I'm going to introduce you to a new character, Henry. Now, on week one, I saw Henry, and I thought, he seems all right. And he is a lovely guy, by the way. I'm friends with him. But Henry is somewhat of a loud character, and probably not who you would want finding your YouTube channel, as I'm sure you can see. We're foreshadowing. But from this point onwards, things started getting especially weird. I went on the school computer, and we had to go on YouTube because obviously I'm studying film. You can. And the first video in my recommended was one of Dream's, like, manhunt. So I texted him going, hey Dream, you're kind of... Why are you at my school, Dream? So I texted him. He was like, actually, I think he didn't reply, if I'm honest with you. And as I'm sat there, working away, behind me, Henry, the quite loud... But he seemed very lovely fella. Started singing. And I went, okay, well, singing while you're working, man. I'm literally sat right behind you. I really appreciate it. I'm trying to write an essay here. And the words he sang were... And I shit you not. Sat behind me. He went... I shit you not. He went... "You're in her bed, but I'm in her Twitch chat. I've got the key, but you've got the doormat." So if anyone doesn't know, my friend Will, my Wilbur, as you would know him, he does music as well as YouTube. And one of his upcoming songs, Your New Boyfriend, the chorus lyrics are that, what he sung. But here's the especially interesting thing, is that those lyrics have only been heard in one place on the internet by that time. One place only. My stream. So I am sat there. Absolutely freaked the fuck out. I text Will. I go, "Wilbur, there is a guy sat behind me in college right now singing your song. What do I do? Oh my god, what the actual fuck?" Do you want to know what Wilbur says? He goes, "Tell him you know the guy. Tell him you're texting him." And I go, "Will, shut up, man. But I was freaking out. So I go, okay, what do I do? The day of reckoning, 2 days into college, is already upon me. I'm going to have to tell this guy about my channel. And it's Henry. So the entire college is going to know about my channel. So I look at him and I go, were you singing Wilbur Sutt by any chance? And he goes, yeah, yeah. And then he goes, this is my favorite bit. And he goes, hang on a second. You look like that British guy that Dream plays Minecraft with. And I sit there for a second, like, holy shit. This is it for me. And he looks at me, dead in the eyes, and go, you look like the British guy that Dream plays Minecraft with. George not found. And I go, what the fuck? So if you didn't know, Dream, the YouTuber, my good friend, plays Minecraft with two British people. George not found and me. And I go, yeah, okay. And he goes, yeah, you look like George. I'm gonna have to tell him about my channel now, aren't I? I'm just gonna have to. Even though to most people, this YouTube channel is really cringy. As I said, most people when they find this channel just think I'm really annoying, and that's fine. But there are a few people that don't. By the way, if you don't, you can subscribe. Sorry to ask you. I know it always kind of ruins the immersion when you ask in the middle of the video, but I thought I'd say if you still don't hate me. So I go, right, I've got to speak to him. And so I go to speak to Henry. But the thing about Henry is that unlike me, he is very socially confident. So I go to speak to him, and he's on the other side of the class speaking to girls. Wow, I sounded like such a Minecraft player when I said that. And I go, well, yep, I'm not going over near him. And I thought, maybe I could though. No, this can't be my first impression with the only women of this class. So I go, hey, Henry. So you say you like Wilbur. And he goes, yep, yeah, a lot. Where did you hear that song that you were singing? Because I know that the only place that song has been played, and you can play a clip, Archie, is from my stream. Yeah, yeah.
You're in her bed, but I'm in her Twitch chat. I've got her key, but you're just her doormat.
Why don't you go on Wilbur's channel to see where you found the song? So he goes on Wilbur's channel, and he's looking, and he goes, I can't work out who you sound like, or who you look like. And I go, oh. And then he finds this Wilbur thumbnail where I'm like holding a gun like this, and he goes, yeah, you look like that guy. And he plays the video, and he goes, oh yeah, you sound like him as well. And I go, and he goes, oh yeah, yeah, you do. And then I go, and then he looks down at his phone, and he looks up at me, and he looks down at his phone, and he looks up at me again. And then he goes, wait. I go, yeah. And he goes, what the shit? And I go, please be subtle about it, Henry. Please. And he goes, and I go, yeah, oh my God, this is terrible. This is the worst thing ever. And I think just when it can't get worse, it doesn't. Sort of. He doesn't immediately shout it. Instead, he goes, cool. And it's the first time I went, holy shit, wait. People think it's cool. But get this, guys. Get this. And you're not gonna believe this. I don't get made fun of. Because it turns out when you go to a college for the people who are remotely interesting and you know, all studying film and have similar interests, they go, that's cool. And move on with their day. And charge their phone. The teacher was nice about it. The teacher mentioned it. I was like, oh, you do it? I was like, yeah. I was like, cool. And I went, ah! Yes! Now I only get grade A's. But there is one last plot twist to this story, everyone. In the other How My School Found My Channel, Mr. Brett played my videos in class. He was from my old school, and I don't go to that school anymore. But my good friend Aaron does! And after about 4 months, Mr. Brett watched the video. And he watched the entire thing, Aaron told me, because he went, because Aaron still has him for maths. And he went, Aaron, could you just come over and speak to me? And you want to know what he said to Aaron? I can't believe this. He went, Aaron, so I was reading the comments on the video, yeah? And they were saying that apparently Tom makes loads of money. And someone said, and this isn't true, but someone said that he might make more money than me. Aaron, how much money does Tom make? And Aaron just stood there laughing. And then he walked off. That was it. That was the end. That was the finale of the Mr. Brett saga. The thing is, I know I said at the end of the last one, which actually was about like 7 months ago now, the How My School Found My Channel video, that we'd have a prom. We won't. So I will never see any of them again. So Mr. Brett, if you're watching, don't scroll to the comment section, my friend. I couldn't believe it. But all in all, boys, pretty good. I mean, that was all right, right?
That could have been so much worse. So I was pretty chuffed.